Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. There was no Grim Friday. Jason, I know you're disappointed about that. I'm not, because I need to catch up yet. The one that my wife and I missed because the DVR didn't work is finally on demand on cable, so we can go watch it now and get caught up. And then we'll be good to go when it's back. Person of interest, I think, is on tonight. I don't know. We'll see where they go after killing former detective. Yeah, she was detective again. Detective Carter. Blacklist. It might take till Christmas. I will catch up on Blacklist. I will try to get started. I know you're not the only person who's been telling me Blacklist, very, very, very good show. Finale is next week. Then does it come back in spring or something? Or did they just order that few because it was a new show? I know it's very popular. All right, I have to catch up because January is going to be nuts. The Americans come back, and House of Cards early next year comes back. I don't know about Orange is the New Black. I don't know. It's pretty raunchy. It's just so many F-bombs. Oh, that was not. Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know. No, I'm not saying it's a bad. A listener thinks the hecklers were planted. Well, you know what? There's something to be said for that. Because, and we said, what was the other one where this happened, where we suggested they were a plant? What was that? Because what it does is it allows that, it was an anti-war type screed. Because what it does is allow them to say things he believes, but he can't say. I accept that as a possibility. I absolutely do. And, oh no, don't let them leave because that makes him look magnanimous and everything else. Yeah, I could accept that. I think the bigger issue, though, here's the only thing that argues against that. He said that ridiculously hypocritical thing that he can't do it by executive fiat when he's been doing whatever he wants. So he sets himself up to just completely contradict himself. But I suppose he thinks he'll get away with that. I don't know. He did kind of seem rattled to me. I don't know. He seemed pissed. I don't know if he's that good of an actor. Nah, I really don't. He's not a very good liar. He really isn't a very good liar. Yeah, he got elected, didn't he? It's possible. It's entirely possible. All right. Editorial from the president's hometown paper, the Chicago Tribune. Editorial, employers could drop health care. Abbott Laboratories chief executive Miles White said something last Tuesday that should jolt tens of millions of Americans who watch from a comfortable distance as the giant Obamacare blimp ignites and tumbles to the ground. These Americans are safely ensconced in employer-provided health care coverage for now. But there are clear incentives for companies to drop their health care plans and move people onto the exchanges, White told analysts at a luncheon, referring to the disastrously cranky and unreliable online insurance marketplaces created under Obamacare. That what happens is people who gain coverage through smaller employers are at risk of getting cancellation notices next year. Here's why. Many businesses with fewer than 50 employees buy coverage in the small group market. These plans can temporarily keep offering coverage that didn't meet expensive Obamacare requirements. When that ends next year, though, many employers may cancel policies because Obama coverage will likely boost costs, Obamacare coverage. In fact, Fox News has this. Almost 80 million with employer health care plans could have coverage canceled, experts predict, because they are not compliant with Obamacare. Their losses would be in addition to the millions who found their individual coverage canceled. It could be 80 million. There are approximately 157 million employer health care policy holders. This could come just in time for the 2014 elections. Two other things that make this very prescient. One, 69% of Americans are satisfied with their personal health care plan they have right now. The same plan that some have already lost and many, as we just said, may lose. Nearly 70% are happy with their health care plan. Here's what's interesting, though. That 70% think only 32% of people are happy with their health care plan. So in other words, well, mine's okay, but I think everyone else's sucks because that's what I've been told, but mine's okay. 70% were okay. So 30% are not, and we're disrupting everybody's lives to make that 30% happy. Just think about that. Now, there's another ticking time bomb for the Obama administration. As deadline nears, ticking clock on Democratic patience. Some Capitol Hill Democrats are preparing to launch broadsides against President Barack Obama if the Affordable Care Act website isn't fixed by the end of the month. Guess what we heard in the news earlier today? It's not going to be fixed by the end of the month. That will come in the form of more aggressive scrutiny in Republican-led oversight hearings, open advocacy for further delay in the enrollment deadline, an individual coverage mandate, and more calls for a staff shakeup in the White House. Again, from Capitol Hill Democrats, we're talking now. The president and his team have repeatedly assured us that the system will be working by December 1. That's when I start looking at what we have to do in our oversight function to hold the administration accountable for making it work. Representative Bruce Braley, an Iowa Democrat who's running for an open Senate seat, said Thursday, they have now conceded it is not going to be ready by December 1st. Senator Ron Johnson said something yesterday with which I disagree. He said he just thinks it would be very difficult to repeal. I think it's getting easier and easier and easier every day. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.